This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Ruchim Abam. We continue in tonight's Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Next week, we finish up the third parak, so tell all your friends to join. Let us recap very briefly. The Mishnah said on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that if you have two men that marry two women, and at the time of the chuppah, the ladies got exchanged, so you violate a number of averos, eshes ish, eshes ach, maybe even achos isha, if they're nida, and they have to separate for 3 months because shemamu baraisein. And the Gemara had a kasha. The kasha was, presumably these ladies are besulais, otherwise they would not have gotten mixed up. They must have been a very modest couple. And therefore, the question is, how did they become pregnant? Ein isha misaberes mibi rishayna. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Ein isha misaberes mibi rishayna. I mean, the simple logic of that is because the bia rishayna breaks the besulim, breaks the attachment. In other words, the woman is not capable of having the zera enter her because she's closed up. So the bia rishayna breaks the hymen, and then from there on, she's capable of having children. So how could ein isha misaberes mibi rishayna? So Gemara says, Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, what do you mean v'ha tamar b'bia rishayna iabra? But tamar became pregnant mibia rishayna from Yehuda. Now how do we know that? Because he was only...
Well, no, that was later on. I was thinking v'lo yasaf od l'daita, that's later on.
Right. Well, Rev, the answer is because he had one relation with her, and then she became pregnant. So, unless you say, maybe she was, like the Gemara said, maybe he's Baal Vishanu. The same answer the Gemara said before. Maybe Yehuda was Baal Vishanu. But it must be we have some type of tradition that Tamar was Nisaber Mibir Rishayna. The question on that's going to be, but Yehuda was the third person she was with. She had two previous husbands, so how was it be Rishayna? So the Gemara says, Amalei Tamar be'etzba macha. Tamar crushed her besulim with her finger. So you're right, Ein Isha Misaberes Mibi Rishayna, that's if she's a besula, but Tamar was not a besula. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Mayachos Shel Beis Rebbe, all the women who crushed their basulim of the house of Rabbi Tamar Shman. Their nickname was Tamar. V'lama nikra Shman Tamar, al shem Tamar Shemacha be'etzba. And the Rishonim say that in the house of Rabbi, like the Gemara says in the end of Ksubis, very often a couple, the Tanam would get married and then he would go off to learn for many years, so she would want to take advantage and try to have children in the short amount of time that they were together. So adopting the practice of the righteous ancestress Tamar, they were ma'acha be'etzba. Says Gemara, v'ha havo er v'oinan. But Tamar lived with Er and Oinan. Tamar first lived with Er, and then Er died, and then she lived with Oinan. Says Gemara, er v'oinan shimshu shalei kedarkan. Er and Oinan had unnatural relations, and therefore they never had relations that could have broken her basulim, and that is how Tamar's relations with Yehuda was bia rishayna. Now, the Rabbi Kivager's Mitzayin, Rashi and Chumash does not say that. Rashi and Chumash says that Er and Oinan were dashmi befnim, v'zarami b'chus. They threshed on the inside, they went on the outside. In other words, they penetrated and they ejaculated outside, which is seemingly against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Erva Oinan Shimshu Shaloi Kedarkan, which is unnatural, which means they didn't penetrate in the normal Makoim. So, and yet Rashi says that they were Doshmi Bifnim Bazarmi Bachutz. So that's a big kasha. That's what Rabbi Kiv Eger points out, that Rashi does not seem to be consistent with our Gemara. The simple answer is that our Gemara's Teretz is just a Doichek to wiggle out of the fact that Erev Oinon lived with them. So, in other words, this is an answer is not necessarily the Pashtus. The Pashtus may be that, in fact, Aaron Oinon had relations, and they were dash mi bifnim v'zora mi b'chutz. They penetrated and they ejaculated outside, and the Gemara's answer is only an answer. Fine, weiter. Meisvei kol esrim mi'arba chodesh, dash mi bifnim v'zora mi b'chutz, divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara quotes a braisa that for the first 24 months after a child is born, so the Gemara in Yevamos, yeah, we once learned Yevamos, I believe Yandaf Yud Gimel said, right, that the Gimel Nashim, Mishamashos, was it Yud Gimel or Yud Aleph? Three women are Mishamashos B'moich. Three women have, you have relations with them with the contraceptive. And one of them is a woman who is nursing, because if she becomes pregnant again, then it's going to ruin the milk, and the child is going to have to stop nursing, and the child might die. So Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, no, you're not mishamashos b'moich. Instead, you penetrate and you ejaculate outside. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Amar le, the Chachamim said, halalu einon ele k'masa erva oinon. How you know how to do that? That's the act of Aaron Oinon, who they did not have a complete bia. So you can't do that, even though it's at, even though, again, the logic of Rabbi Elazar is that you're doing it for pikuach nefashos, nevertheless, the Rabbanon say you cannot do that. The Rabbanon say it's on Daf Yud Beis. I made a mistake. The sugya of Meshamesh Shizmach is on Daf Yud Beis. So the logic of Rabbi Elazar is that to save the life of the child, you are allowed to have this type of relation. The Chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to for this, to save the life of the child. The Chachamim's argument is, so don't have relations. Don't say, oh, I had relations, now what? Now I don't want to endanger the child, so I'll be Zora mi b'chutz. Nobody, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Anyway, but this Braisa clearly is understanding that what Aaron Oinon did was they were dash mi b'fnim v'zor mi b'chutz, not be a shaloi kedarka. Says the Gemara, k'maisei erva oinon v'loi k'maisei erva oinon. In a respect, it was like the act of erva oinon, but not fully. D'chsiv v'hoya imba el eishas achiv v'shiches arza. It's k'maisa erva oinon that it says that when they would come to the wife of their brother, they would spill on the ground. But v'loy k'maisa erva oinon di'ilu hasam shloy kedarka v'alcha kedarka. It's not like the maisa erva oinon, because the erva oinon, they had bio shloy kedarka. So in other words, they were not mamish dash mi b'fnim v'zor mi b'chutz. But instead, they were had bia shloi kedarka. Okay, says Gemara, bishlam oinon. I understand oinon didn't have a regular bia d'chsev bei v'shiches arza. It says he destroyed the seed to the ground. Ela er minolan. How do I know er? Amar nachmar yitzchak d'chsev v'yomos gam oisoi. It says about oinon, he also died. He died in the same death, and for the same reason that Er died. But he died for the same reason that, just like Oinon was Shiches Arza, so was Er. Now, we know why Oinon did not want to give seed to this woman, because the child would not be his. He was doing some type of Yibum, so the child would be belong to the first brother. In other words, it would be named after the first brother, wouldn't really belong to him, so that's what his motivation was. Bishlam Oinon Mishum Loy Loy Yehazara Ela Er my time Avarach. Why did Er do that? What did Er have to gain? Says Mokadesh to Saber Vyakash Yafya. Er didn't want her to become pregnant and it would ruin her beauty, so his motivation was not selfish in terms of the child, but it was selfish in terms of he didn't want her to become pregnant. Okay, now, the Pasuk says, Oysa. This is a Pasuk, Vayikra, Perek Tezva, Pasuk Yerches, V'isha, Asher Yishkav Ish Oysa. and a woman who a man lays with her, shechva zara, a laying of seed, verachatzu b'mayim, she has to purify herself and go to the mikvah. So oisa prat lekala, oisa only this woman, but a bride does not become tamei from relations. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. No, prat shaloi kedarka. Not a bride, but that excludes if you have unnatural relations. Says the Gemara, Amar le, hoin braid Rav Nachman le Rav Nachman, hoin, the son of Rav Nachman said to Rav Nachman, lema kasava Rabbi Yehuda. Shall we say Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you have relations with the Kala, she's not tamei? Chasa, let's say that HaTorah Chasa Tachshitei Kala, the Torah has pity on the makeup and the ornaments of a Kala, that since she just paid some Haimisha lady a lot of big bucks to have her makeup done, she's going to go to the mikvah, so it's going to wash off, and you're going to, you know, it's going to be quite a quick waste of money. So therefore we have Rachmanas on it, we say you don't have to wash off. Meaning that's the only explanation why a kala wouldn't have to go to the mikvah. Why would relations with a kala be different than anybody else? Amar lei, so Rav Nachman said to his son Hoin, l'fisheini yishem esabersim b'yirishan. I'll tell you why. It's nothing to do. We're not trying to save anybody money. It's because only a bia that's capable of producing a child and impregnating a woman renders a woman tamei. But this, the Bia Rishayna with the Kala is not capable of doing that, and in that case, it does not render her Tameh. Then it would come out, Rabbi Yisai, if she was Ma'acha Be'ezba, L'chaira, or if she was a Be'ula, or if she was a Grusha, or an Amana, then she would have to go to the Mikvah. Right? It's only because it's a Bia that she's not able to be Nesaber from. So what's the machloikis here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbanon Savri, the rabbis hold Shechva Zara, when it says only a relations of Shechva Zara Prat Lahara, that excludes Hara is the initial stage of Bia. Rashi over here cites two opinions in I think Masechta Nida. Yeah. What is Hara? There's a machlokes. Is Hara when the Aver of the man comes into contact with the Aver of the woman? Is that Hara? Or is Hara the insertion of the Atara of the corona of the male organ? But either man de amar, neither of those cause ejaculation, and therefore that would not render someone tamei. Now, whether that has anything to do with the current pandemic, I couldn't help but think of the similar terminology. But that's a machloikis. What is hara? But either way, the words Shechva Zera is Mamayit Hara. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Shaloi Kedarka, Rabbanan holds Shechva Zera is Prat LaHara, and Oisa is Prat LaShaloi Kedarka. Rabbi Yehuda Sarva Shaloi Kedarka Rabbi Shechva Zera Nafka. He learns both of those things are learned out from Shechva Zera because either it does not cause ejaculation or it cannot impregnate. Oisa Prat LaKala. And the word Oisa says that relations with the Kala is would not render her tummy. Nusugya. Ki also Ravin. When Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol sheshasa achar baila eser shanim. If let's say someone's husband dies and she delayed, now she didn't remarry after her husband for 10 years, v'nisseis, and then she gets married, shuveinu yoledes. She can't have kids anymore. In other words, if a woman, after being married to someone, waits 10 years and then she remarries, she's no longer capable of having children. So long as the machinery was at rest for 10 years, she cannot have children. But again, this is not a matter of the machinery being at rest, because There is no such phenomenon that if a woman is married for 10 years, that she can't have... in other words, if, let's say a woman had a child and then she waits 10 years to have another child, there's no halal, there's no phenomenon, she can't have another child. That's because, as we're going to see, she, in the interim, is still having relations with her husband. However, if a woman was unmarried for 10 years, after that, after her first marriage, she can no longer have children. Says Gemara, Rav Nachman, Leishana Leshein Daitalinas. That's only if she didn't have in mind to get married. Aval Daitalinas, if she had in mind she's going to get married, then even if she waits 20 years, Misaber, she could become pregnant. Now, there was a nice lady by the name of the daughter of Rav Chisda. Daughter of Rav Chisda, the Gemara tells us, Maisa, that she was once sitting on Rav Chisda's lap, and Rav Chisda was learning with his two Talmidim, Rami Bar Chama and Rava, and he says to his daughter, which one of these two guys you want to marry? And he said, and she said, both of them. And it was a shtickel nevuah, because after she married Rami Bar Chama, she ultimately married Rava. So Amar Le Rava, Labas Rav Chisda, now she waited 10 years in between marrying Rami Bar Chama and marrying Rav Chisda, and marrying Rava, because Rava had a wife. Amar le Rava labas Rav Chisda. Rava said to his wife, "Dor Rav Chisda, come rani rabbanah bas reich." The rabbis are questioning and challenging your purity, because here we had kids after 10 years. So the rabbis are basically saying you acted improperly between Rami Bar Chama and me, because otherwise how do you have kids now? Or you must have acted improperly under me, but you were not. Guarded, because the rabbis say it's impossible for you to have children after waiting 10 years. Amrale, she said to him, Ano datoy alach, Rava, Rava, Rava. Listen up, my new husband. I was thinking about you the whole time. Even from the time I lost Rami Bar Chama, I was planning on marrying you. You had a wife, but I was just waiting. Now, I don't know if Rava's wife would have appreciated knowing that, but that's what Bas Rav Chisda said. Someone came before Rav Yosef. Amar Aloy, she said to him, Rebbe, Anosh Yisi Acharba, Yasser Shan Vialati. This teaching's not true. I waited 10 years after my husband, I gave birth. So he says to Rav Yosef, says, Amar Aloy, Biti, my daughter, Alta Tzialazal Devei Chachamim. Don't challenge the words of the Chachamim. Basically, admit that you were Mezana in the interim. Amar Aloy, she said to him, all right, Lenachri Navalti. I had relations in the interim, and that keeps things, her systems going, and she was able to have children. New sugya, Amar Shmuel. V'kulan tzrichos lahamtin shloisha chadashim chutz migiyores umishuchreres pitana. The Mishnah said that after these two men exchanged their wives, so these women have to wait 3 months to determine who the father is. Says the Shmuel, everyone needs to wait 3 months except for a convert or a freed slave who is a katana, because they're not capable of having children. Says Gemara, that implies, but a Jewish katana has to wait. Avo katana basisol tzricha lahamtin go chadashim. Uvimai. She has to wait 3 months. How did she terminate the first relations? Iba miyun. So I would have said, I don't know, her husband died. What's the big kasha? So Gemara says, Iba miyun v'amar Shmuel d'loy boy. Shmuel says that if the girl terminated her marriage with Mion, then she doesn't have to wait 3 months, because since she's not pregnant, and you would never confuse such a woman with a Gedoyla, because only a Katana could do Mion, a Gedoyla can't do Mion, you don't have to wait. V'amar Shmuel, Dolay Boy, V'i Beget, Elamai, she terminated with a Get. V'amar Shmuel, Chadazimna, Shmuel once said that such a woman has to wait. Amar Shmuel, Miyana boy, Eino tzricha lahamtin shlosha chodashim. Nosan lo get tzricha lahamtin shlosha chodashim. Ela biznos. Rather, she didn't have to terminate anything, because this katana never, she wasn't married, she was mezana, and we don't want, so really she shouldn't have to wait 3 months, but so that a gedoyla who's mezana doesn't have to has to wait 3 months, and we don't want to confuse the two. The Gozer Rabbanu Gitanu Mishum Gedoyla. By the way, we'll just end off. The Baal HaTurim says in Parashas Yisroi, Ba'achoydesh HaShlishi B'tzeis Bnei Yisroel Eretz Mitzrayim. Why did God give us the Torah in the third month? So the Baal HaTurim says the giving of the Torah was like a marriage. And we were in Egypt. And in Egypt we were like in captivity. As the Baal HaTurim says in this week's Parasha, Ve'ela Shemois Bnei Yisrael Haboim is Rashi Tevois Shivya. We were a Shivya. So a woman in captivity, God's marrying us. He has to wait 3 months. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks for joining us. Sunday morning, we'll try to dig into something over here. And in the meantime, have yourselves a great evening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.